Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And I'm delighted to be joined on Travel Talk today by Aoife Healy, who's the chair of the Ireland-Portugal Business Network. Lovely to talk to you today. Aoife, lovely and sunny over there, is it?
Hi, Ed. Good to talk to you too. It's not quite that sunny today. We've had some beautiful weather over the last few days and it was really cold, but today it broke, I'm afraid. We've had some rain.
Wonderful. Well, anyway, I mean, overall, the weather is a bit better over there than it is here usually anyway, Aoife. So
that's hopefully true.
I just wanted to have a chat with you because you've launched a very interesting new campaign there. You're launching a four-part series of webinars kind of showcasing opportunities for people here in Ireland to live, retire and work over in the Algarve.
That's true, Ed. We've been working to build up the network over the last couple of years. We founded it in 2016. And in that time, we've noticed that there's a lot of advantages and reasons to be here in Portugal for people. And of course, with being in the European Union, you have freedom of movement. And it's an amazing opportunity to avail of a life in a different country. And of course, the Algarve is really, truly spectacular and really well loved by Irish people. So if people were thinking of exploring it, this is as good an opportunity as any when we're all in lockdown, looking out at the miserable weather and dreaming of a better life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it is something people, especially at the moment, Aoife, would definitely, I think, be very interested in. I mean, what kind of people would you be targeting? I mean, in terms of people that would consider this, it varies from people who are considering retirement, I reckon, to kind of young entrepreneurs. What is the appeal really for people?
Well, the extraordinary appeal of the Algarve is obviously the lifestyle, the incredible sunshine, the life in the great outdoors. But it is building a reputation and it's growing all the time where people are moving there for that lifestyle. And as a result, it's becoming a more active community of people where there is much more going on than just sitting on a beach or playing golf. There is actually a good undercurrent of business and opportunity to do business from there. And of course, there's great connectivity. So it makes a lot of sense for people if they were thinking of a significant lifestyle change, whether that is younger people who want to avail of a surf lifestyle for a short time or a family who want to establish a business in a different location. Or, as you mentioned, those who are older and retiring, looking to go somewhere warmer to enjoy the latter part of their lives in comfort and security. It is a great option for any of those groups.
Yeah, I mean, I was chatting with Susana Cardoza, Aoife, who's represents Visit Portugal here in Ireland. And I mean, actually, I was a big fan of the Web Summit when it was here, which moved, as you know, to Lisbon and to Portugal and, you know, has been a huge success over there since. And she was kind of saying to me that, you know, the Algarve is kind of become an international hub spot in a way, kind of exceeding the normal holiday brand, which, of course, it was always very well known for here in Ireland, and has become attractive to a kind of a wider Irish demographic, if you like, from like senior kind of business executives to like digital nomads, startups. Just in terms of those people, Aoife, I heard from Susanna, like it's really, really easy to set up business in Portugal as well, isn't it?
It is. You know, they have this service that you can set up a business within an hour. Now, I think it does come with some caveats, which I would advise anyone who's doing any business, no matter where they are, that it is worth getting professional advice to get it done properly. It is easy to set up and it can be done really, really quickly and very, very cost effectively. But you are working typically in a different language. And I would say that, you know, you don't have to pioneer it all on your own. There are experts available who can do it and help you with it and make life considerably easy. And it won't cost you the earth to do that. And I think to make life easier for yourself, it is worth doing. But it is easy to set up a business. And the Portuguese government and local business and local government is very keen to see entrepreneurs coming into the market, obviously, for both the, you know, energy that they bring and the creativity that they bring and obviously the jobs that they bring and the revenues that come in as a result of it.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking about the language there, Aoife, and of course, getting expert advice is always important, even setting up business here in Ireland, I guess. But is it, I mean, how did you find it yourself? I mean, I presume you've a good old hand at the language at this stage, but is it difficult to learn Portuguese?
I wish, I have to tell you. I'm not sure that going back to learn Portuguese when I was in my 40s was a great idea, Ed, because it seems an awful lot more difficult than I remember learning French when I was younger. It is quite a, it's quite a difficult language to learn because some of the sounds are very different to what we're used to in speaking English. But the Portuguese themselves have an amazing grasp on languages, and all of them have at least got English, and some of them have 2, 3, 4, 5 other different languages. So you don't have to learn the language. I do it because I think it's really a very courteous thing to do, that I live in this country. I'd love to be able to communicate with people. And I think you only do communicate at your best when you can speak their language. But at the same time, it isn't something that people need to get too hung up on if they were moving here.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're very well used to here. I mean, we have a large Brazilian community here in Ireland, of course, and they all seem to be able to speak English really, really well. So I think for them, it's quite an easy language to learn. So that's quite handy to know as well. I think, Aoife, the other thing, I mean, aside from what we were saying there earlier, I mean, the lifestyle, of course, is, I mean, hugely attractive. Now, the quality of life in terms of the cost of living as well, I know, eating, drinking, food, stuff like that, very, very affordable, very much cheaper than it would be here in Ireland normally. In terms of accommodation, and, you know, which would be a big thing for anybody who's relocating, I think probably one of their biggest concerns, in terms of renting apartments and property and stuff, what is it like in the Algarve in terms of prices?
Well, you know, the Algarve is one of those interesting places, Ed, where there are people from the very bottom of the ladder where you can buy something reasonably affordable. It may not be in the best location, but by Irish standards, it would be, you know, a lovely place to live. But you can also go right up into 7, 8, 9 figures if you want to spend that on a house in the Algarve. It wouldn't be difficult. So I think what it is that there is a lot of variety. And if you were coming to the Algarve, it would be worth doing your homework and seeing where the areas are that you would like to live in and how important it is to be close to the coast, close to the cities, close to the amenities. Or would you be happier to live somewhere which is a little more rural, a little bit more remote, but obviously offers better value? In terms of purchasing, that's one thing. In terms of renting, obviously, there's an enormous market in the summer for rentals, and it's very, very lucrative for those who own properties. So during the summer months, June, July, August, and even in September, it would be very difficult, I think, to get a long-term rental at a very good value. But I think, having said that, it does depend on what part of the Algarve you go to. If you go very far east or very far west, it will have totally different prices to what's in centre near where Faro is. So it is a case of connecting yourself with a proper estate agent, I think, and doing your homework. But it is possible to get good value. It just might mean a little bit more work than you would have expected, given the proliferation of properties available.
Yeah, I mean, because I was looking, I was just having a look there myself, and the I mean, you know, in, for a sort of a 2-bedroom apartment here in the centre of Dublin now, when, I mean, I'm not comparing like with like, I guess, really, in a way, I mean, the prices are gone kind of mad here, you know, so it was much cheaper from what I could see over there, which was, I mean, I presume obviously that's reflected as well in, you know, obviously salaries and living and stuff. You won't be moving to Quinta del Lago for your first few months anyway, I suppose. Aoife, maybe that wouldn't be a good idea. But you could,
well, I think, you know, it is one of the world's most exclusive resorts, and it is definitely worth having a look around for the sheer wonder and awe of what's available and the pricing that goes with it. But most of us wouldn't be looking there. That's true, Ed.
No, I was very lucky to be there. Actually, I was invited. I was at the World Travel Awards there a few years ago, and I think it was the Conrad Hotel we stayed in, and it was part of the Hilton Group, but it was absolutely amazing. And we went out and we did some, but aside from the actual, you know, the real estate there and stuff, I mean, and the golf, of course, which is amazing. Of course, that's to be mentioned as well for any Irish person that's into golf, young or old. I mean, Portugal would be your dream destination, I suppose. But yeah, it was fabulous. We went out and we saw kind of reserves and like lagoons down there. So, I mean, it just the nature and everything, Aoife, is, I mean, if you're into the outdoors and nature, of course, I mean, this is going to be absolutely heaven for you. You were saying to me when we were chatting, yesterday, I think, that you can start in the morning if whatever you prefer, for a bit of a surf before your breakfast and then head into the office. I thought that was very appealing.
Yeah, it was actually, I did an interview with Daniel Trasa, who is the Dean of Nova University here in Carcavelish, near where I live in Lisbon. And it was him who said to me, he said, all the students get up in the morning and they do a couple of hours surfing and then they come in barefoot into class with their surfboards. I was thinking, you know, and then very shortly afterwards, I talked to another guy and he was saying, oh yeah, I always do a couple of hours surfing before I start my day off, which is not a bad way of starting your day, I suppose.
Well, listen, I'd be very happy to walk along the beach with the little dog if I could find one. And that would be great exercise for me, I have to say. I mean, that would be just such a pleasure. Aoife, in terms of different hubs along the Algarve, you know, for people, I suppose, to give them an idea, a lot of people from holidays here, you know, from, you know, their Portuguese holidays, which would be obviously hugely popular. There'd be different places people would know, Albufeira, you know, different places like that. Where, I mean, are there different kind of, you know, for younger people, older people, is it spread out or does it kind of matter? You know, I mean, obviously the webinars, which I think you're really kind of, we're chatting about today, they're going to be very informative, I guess, for people that want to really get into the detail of the whole thing.
They will be, and they're aimed at people who want to make lifestyle decisions and, you know, what you need to do that and what you need to know. And it's the people who are going to be who I'm going to be talking to on the webinars are people who have made the move and they've actually settled their family lives there in that part of the world. And we'll be talking to them about how they found it, what they do, what it's like to work there, what it's like to work towards Ireland, what it's like to grow a business in the region, and to, you know, also to get the advantages that exist for why you would make that move and how it's worked out for them. So it should be really informative. It will be life stories of people, but obviously backed up by very practical advice and real-time advice too, to say, look, this is the situation at the moment and this is what you can expect over the coming months, years, etc. So we do hope that it will inform people and give them ideas that maybe and considerations that they hadn't thought of before.
Yeah, I think it's really, I mean, I think the whole Algarve Living series, I just think it's a great idea, Aoife. And I mean, you probably saw there in the news, I mean, Barbados did this great scheme of encouraging people to go and live there for a year and work there as well, and hugely successful. So I think this is a great thing. I think the timing is really good on it. When are you launching it?
Yeah, it's the first one is on the 28th of January, and then we have various dates. You can check them out on our website if you go to www.ireland-portugal.com. It will tell you what the whole series is on and what the particular themes are for a particular day. But the opening one is the 28th, and that will have four people who have made the move to the Algarve, who are all running businesses and have their family life there, and they will be telling us about their experiences and what they do and how they do it.
Fantastic, fantastic. So basically, that's the first step, really, to kind of getting all the information about it. And how long have you been living in in Portugal yourself, Aoife? How long have you been there?
We moved here in 2015, so just coming up on 6 years, Ed.
Okay, very good. And what brought you to Portugal?
We were at a bit of a crossroads in our life, and we were, you know, there was a few things coming up. We'd had a tough recession in Ireland, and I had recently closed a restaurant and started my own consulting business. And, you know, my husband was ready for a change. He had been micromanaging his business through the recession, and our son was 9. And if we were going to make the move at any stage, it was going to have to be soon before he became a teenager. And there was so many advantages to moving to Portugal. So we just did it. We looked at it, came down, had a look, said, yeah, that's for us. And you know, we'd had a history in the Algarve of going there for holidays, obviously. But to live, we came to Lisbon because we needed to be closer to work. My husband is actually currently rolling out a 5G network. So he needed to be in Lisbon where all the action was.
Yeah, it seems to be ahead of the curve in terms of, you know, IT. And I mean, we talked about the Web Summit there earlier. So, I mean, I know we've got similar populations and a lot of similarities in terms of the two countries, but they seem to be really progressive, Aoife, in terms of being in the know about how to get the IT and Wi-Fi and everything really, you know, to top notch.
Yeah, they've really adopted technology from very early stage, particularly telecom technology. And, you know, things like their banking system, online ATMs, all of those things, like they work now so seamlessly that, you know, around the world. But really and truly, Portugal was one of the pioneers in what they're doing. And they've amazing outlook towards it. And they're very positive towards it. Lots of a very busy startup scene at the moment. And a lot of the multinationals are starting to eye here for a bit of inward investment, which is really great for the Portuguese economy. And I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, so you're probably settled there for good, so are you? I mean, you're not too far away. It's only a short flight, I know, if you want to see people in Ireland, but it's not Australia, so it's quite handy from that perspective. But I guess when you made the move, I suppose you just, do you absolutely love it there now?
We really do love it, and it is home. I mean, we were, you know, we had done the trips back to Ireland and done all of the quarantine things and everything, which, of course, colour your viewpoint a bit over the last year of what it's like to go back to Ireland, you know. It was kind of coming back after Christmas. We had done all of our quarantines and got all of our tests and everything like that, and sat around looking at each other for days on end. And then we just said, oh, God, where's the sunshine? When can we get back to it, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I lived in South Africa myself for 5 or 6 years, and I must say, you miss the weather, definitely. I was definitely missed the weather. Aoife, aside from all the lovely pluses there, and I know you were saying to me as well that things like electricity and, you know, IT and stuff like that are sort of, what would you say, like paying for Wi-Fi and internet connections and stuff are quite similar to here, whereas the other stuff, like I was saying, food and drinks and other costs of living would be cheaper. Is there anything that kind of you would say to people just be aware of, or anything that kind of annoyed you when you went there, you know, like mosquitoes or something? I don't know. What would you say to people?
Well, I think we were quite surprised, having had the holiday experience here, where you experience how, you know, reasonably priced, if not downright cheap, you know, beer, wine, food is, dining out is, taxis are, things like that. We were quite surprised when we started to get things like our water bills, our electricity bills, our gas bills, you know, our condominium fees and things like that. They were very much on a par with the kind of expenses we were paying in Ireland. And that was a bit eye-opening. But once you get used to it, it's fine. But it was the initial thing of thinking that everything was going to be that price. You know, tolls are very expensive. The road network is fantastic. But the trip from Lisbon to the Algarve is around €20 on the tolls, which is a lot dearer than it is going from Dublin to Cork, for example, which is the same distance.
Yes, so, of course. So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously I suppose a lot of people here as well would have been, probably would have been quite prepared to pay for water, but just it turned out differently. I think because we have so much rain in Ireland, it seemed like a weird concept for a lot of people. But it's normal all over Europe for people to pay for water, and tolls are, I mean, in other European countries are higher, of course, than here as well, because I guess they have also got a very good network of roads in Portugal.
Yeah, and I think, you know, everything has to be paid for. The government is quite left-leaning, so it does expect social taxes to be higher. It does expect taxes in general to be higher. It does expect public services. Like your health, the public health service is free, and that's amazing. And it's a very, as far as I can see, efficient system outside of the pandemic. Obviously, the numbers are just purely catastrophic today, Ed, but you know, that's not normal in the same way that it's not normal in Ireland. So in general, the health service is very well subsidised and paid for. But there is higher taxes, there is higher tolls, there is higher water charges in order to pay for everything, you know, in a socialist left-wing sort of political orientation, as you would expect.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest, Aoife, like, I think it's having looked at it, I was looking at a lot of information on it, and it does seem to me that just when you weigh it up in terms of the, you know, the opportunities to live there, I mean, retire there and obviously work there, I mean, there doesn't seem to be any major cons from what I can see. And as you were saying there, the quality of life is obviously a huge factor. And I mean, the Irish Portugal Business Network, there seems to be a growing number of people, Aoife, that are remotely working now from here and choosing Portugal is one of the ones that I've noticed a lot of people moving to.
Yeah, there's so many advantages to Irish people to coming to Portugal. You know, we're small economies on the western edge of Europe. We've had recently, particularly with the financial crisis, very similar economic experiences and quite similar outlook in terms of how we've put our reliance into innovation to come out of this. And when we moved to Portugal in 2015, there was no network. So myself and my husband started it. We felt that there was a need for it. And it's gaining immense traction as we go, as people come into the market and they want to meet people and they want to make other business connections. And the network is a great way of making that happen. And thankfully, we're supported by the Department of Foreign Affairs of Ireland in doing that, as well as having the support of Enterprise Ireland and the Portuguese equivalent of Enterprise Ireland, which is ICEP. That everybody believes that the network is the way to help with collaborations and to do business and to make economic activity continue to grow. I mean, you always have big headline items, but on a smaller level, on the small business scale, the network is a really positive impact on people who come here. We can help them find, you know, connections, advice, you know, expertise, services that they need. And they're all members of the network, which is great because you can, you know them through reputation. You wouldn't last long if you didn't, you know.
I know, and Irish people, you know, what you're one hour in a pub and they know, they'd know everybody anyway. You know, I remember the old American days when we went to America years ago and it was all about who you knew and, you know, there's a fellow up the road has a job for you there and all that sort of stuff. So the networking is so important. And I think, Aoife, in terms of COVID-19 as well, I mean, with the really good year-round weather, I mean, the outdoor spaces, the low-density population, and as you were saying there, I think the kind of world, the healthcare, the very top class healthcare, I think they're things that people are really looking for now, to be honest, as well. You know, as we're even as we're going to come out, hopefully, of all this, they're going to be real priorities for people, I think, still for a good few years ahead.
Well, I certainly think if you're in the age bracket, Ed, where you might have a few health concerns or something, you know, coming to a climate which is warm and bright and sunny and has longer daylight in the winter hours is very, very beneficial. But to have it backed up with a great healthcare system, great transport links and connectivity back to Ireland if you need to get back is really important to people. If you need to leave to get back to Ireland, you can be back in Ireland within 5 or 6 hours. And, you know, that's no different to getting in the car in Dingle and saying, I have to be back in Dublin in 5 hours.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember many happy holidays in Portugal and getting back to Ireland far too quickly, Aoife. I was hoping it would be much longer. But and of course, Portugal, Aoife, is so diverse as well. Just I know we were talking specifically today about this wonderful Algarve lifestyle. But and living series, but of course Porto and the wine regions. I mean, the places you can explore up in the north as well are just absolutely Alento, and these places are just stunning. Of course,
absolutely, there is so much to see in Portugal, and it has such a varied history. And they're only starting to explore some of it now in their tourism things. Like Ireland had really, a couple of years back, really got on the thing with the Wild Atlantic Way and the Ancient East and stuff like that, about making the most of historical monuments and routes and roads and stuff like that. And the Portuguese are following suit a little bit now. But they have some truly astonishing national parks like the Penedes Jerez up in the very north of the country. The Alentejo is unbelievably beautiful in terms of olive trees, you know, orange groves, things like that. And of course, the cities are terribly interesting. Like Lisbon has the most amazing layout, which came after they were rebuilt after the earthquake in 1755. And Porto is a really interesting city with strong connections to Northern Europe, particularly the UK. So it's, you know, there's always something to see, always something to do. A new castle, a new town, you know, a new park, a new piece of food to try, everything.
Wonderful. Well, I noticed you saying earlier your Portuguese wasn't great. You just put me to shame. Now, you said Alentejo, didn't you? You said that right. Of course, I didn't say that right at all. But well, so your Portuguese is very good, Aoife.
I really wish. My poor teacher, Anna, honestly, she just sits there and looks at me and we laugh sometimes.
Brilliant. Well, keep up the good work. So, Aoife, this is really exciting. So anyway, so launching on the 28th of January, the Algarve series is going to focus, as we were saying earlier, on 5 key themes. And those themes, as you were saying to us, are lifestyle, business, finance, property, and living, beginning with, as you said, the 28th. So that's great. Where can people go, Aoife, if they're interested in, you know, in the series or signing up for this? What's the best place?
Well, the best place is, again, to go to our website, www.ireland-portugal.com. And the link is to register for the events, which are free, obviously. And they are not in person, unfortunately. They're on Zoom. But it is on the website and you can just click on the link and follow it. And that you can register for the event. And once you've registered for one event, you can register for them all.
Wonderful. That's terrific. Great. Well, look, Aoife, I'll be logging on to Algarve series, and I might be thinking about it myself, looking at the weather here this month, you know, very appealing all together. So
there's worse things you could do, Ed.
Absolutely. I'd go anywhere at this stage, Aoife, I'll tell you. Get on a plane to anywhere. Lovely to talk to you today, and so interesting. And the Algarve series, good luck with everything, the Algarve Living series of events. And I think that's going to be really interesting to people. So I hope you get a great response to that. So thank you so much, Aoife, for joining us on Travel Talk today.
Thank you, Ed.
Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.